Well, good afternoon, and this program is called A Progressive Life, and we are going to be joined here with Dr. Ronald Feynman. Dr. Feynman, are you there?
Of course I am. How are you?
Of course you are. Very good. And I noticed that you were listening to us earlier, so I hope we enlightened your day.
It was cute that it was interesting. I wasn't mentioned until a couple of minutes before 12. Not that I expect to be, but I was just thinking, this is unusual.
Well, Scott and I were having such a good time talking that we were just totally enamored with the sound of our own voices.
It doesn't bother me if my name is not mentioned, as long as I'm on your show.
All right, great. Well, we are here, and Dr. Ronald Feynman, he runs the blog called The Progressive Professor. I thought about this the other day. I had not given your blog enough attention, so I thought I'd bring it up a couple times today.
I write on it every day, and I also write on historynewsnetwork.org under my name, Ronald L. Feynman, and I published an article this week about people who ran for president, who lost the presidency, but had long public careers.
Oh, okay, that would be interesting. Now, am I correct in assuming that I think Donald Trump is the only president who has lost the popular vote twice? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, and he hasn't really accepted that right now anyway. So.
No, and between the two, he's lost by about 10 million votes.
Oh.
7 million plus 2.7 million 4 years ago. Almost 10 million negative, against him.
Okay. Well, I've got, I was... As you probably heard me talking to Scott, I was up with my puppy dog last night and the night before trying to come up with questions for you. And have I got questions for you? All right. Now, these are all off the wall, kind of. First of all, what do you think of the rollout of the vaccine over in England? Does that give you hope? Does it do anything for you?
Politically? I give you a lot of hope, and it's interesting that the UK is ahead of us.
Yeah.
Because of our incompetent government, that it could have been us first.
Yeah.
We can turn down our president the chance for extra dosages of this.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's amazing. And yet people can vote for this guy. It's amazing. He still doesn't care about the damn situation with the pandemic. He's still worried about his stupid election. And to me, anybody who voted for him lacks ethics because it makes no sense. It just doesn't. The man did not deserve anyone's vote.
Well, now, that throws me right into my number one question I was going to ask you. Why do people believe this president? Why are people following him? What was it, 70-some million people?
74 million, yes. But, of course, Joe got 81 million.
Yeah. But still, 74 million people voting for a guy that lies all the time, and they don't believe he's lying. Why do they not understand that?
It's become a cult. Like the Reverend Jim Jones and Diana.
Yeah.
It's very scary because a certain percentage at least say that they're ready to kill themselves for him. They write these things and they talk about threatening the new president and vice president-elect, and that scares me. As an author of a book on presidential assassinations, I don't want to have another period of assassinations, and I don't want either of our future leaders or anybody in government of any size, of any party, any size, I don't want them threatened, but I have a sense we're going to have bloodshed.
Yeah.
Ordinary citizens, Inauguration Day, there'll be fewer people, I guess, at the inauguration, but I'm worried they're going to have enough security to prevent any trouble on Inauguration Day with all the top people, the government there, leaving and coming, and all the citizens who come. It really worries me a lot.
Well, you know what's scary is that the gentleman, he was an Iranian that was assassinated a week ago.
Yes.
They claim that he was assassinated by a remote control, some sort of device that blasted him away no person had to actually pull the trigger. They just sat at home on an iPad and killed him. Now that's
just like the drones where they do drones by computer, the drones to aim at people. I think potential for any public leader anywhere in the world to be assassinated from a distance, yeah. where the person is nowhere nearby and you can't find him or her. And that really scares me to death. But no matter who it is, whether I like the people or don't, whether I support them or not, all these people are endangered. And I am very worried about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, but also everybody else.
Well, how about the governor of Michigan, who was... found out a plot that they were going to
kidnap her
and take her out in the woods and maybe kill her out there. That's
it's sickening to me that could happen. And even the governor of Georgia, who's a Republican, has now been attacked by the president and the secretary of state there, Raffensperger. And it's like, what's going on here? Republicans are loyal to the ones who are loyal to the Constitution and rule of law are being attacked by Trump and his supporters.
That's absolutely nuts, isn't it?
And I want to point out something. I wrote on this week on The Progressive Professor about I had a disillusioning moment I could not believe. I'm not going to, of course, give names, but I've been going to a dentist for years, and I got used to the particular dental hygienist who happened to be Latino, and she was great. And then she wrote me on Facebook this say that she had left that job and gone to a different dentist, and I had no trouble with the dentist. Uh-huh. I figured, oh, I like her so much, I'll switch. So I did that, and I went to the new dentist. Everything was fine, you know, for 6 months, you know, and both dentists are fine, so it's not an issue with the dentist. But what happened is this past weekend, you may have noticed if you noticed on Facebook, and it convinced me to stop being on Facebook. I got so upset.
Yeah, I saw that.
My son said, get off Facebook, just check it out, but, you know, write your articles or the radio show. So I'm not commenting anymore. But she was talking about, and her husband, who happens to be, and I'm not attacking people because of their religion, but her husband's an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, was saying that there should be martial law declared. And I think you may have seen what I said and what she said and others said, mostly supporting me, and went back and forth for a couple of days, and then I was about to block her, but she blocked me. But it's just unbelievable. So I went back to the old dentist. I told the office why I had left and all that, and they said, it's interesting. She said, we saw that exchange. She's nuts.
Oh, jeez. Well, and for our audience, Dr. Feynman is Jewish, so it's not that he's being anti-Semitic.
Orthodox Jewish rabbis, particularly, by reputation, are very controlling of their wives, unfortunately. It's just like evangelical Christians want wives to obey them. And I think she's not really in charge of her own thoughts, and she thinks she is. But anyway, she can't see me because I'm not on Facebook, and she's not, you know, she blocked me. But I'm just so furious by this, you know. I couldn't believe that. It just blew me up, and I was very upset over that. And I said, I've had enough of this Facebook, at least for the time being. I'm not going to comment, and I'm not going to look at what people say because it just aggravates me, you know.
There are a lot of people that have done that, especially around this time of the year. You don't need to be angry at Christmas time, right? or Hanukkah.
Did you see that whole discussion, I gathered, huh?
I'm sorry?
You did see that whole discussion.
Yes, I did. I saw it. Now, is Hanukkah a big Jewish holiday, or is it like a secondary Jewish holiday?
Well, it's not as important to Jews as Christmas is to Christians. Obviously, the high holy days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are more important.
How about Passover? Is that?
Passover is more important than Hanukkah by comparison.
That's
yes.
what I thought. Yeah. I was going to.
I celebrate them all, but I'm not religious in the sense of going to the synagogue. Uh-huh. I never believed that you have to be religious. You got to show up in your finest clothes and be around other people. And even these people, these Orthodox Jews in New York that had a 10,000-person wedding.
Wow.
The son of the rabbi or so, it's insanity. And yet the Supreme Court backed them that you can't limit. And I think the Supreme Court, you know, saying they're pro-life, that's not pro-life.
Yeah, now that was one of the Supreme Court rulings right after, what is it, Coney Barrett or whatever her name is, the new judge took her seat, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. It was a 5-4 vote. If it had been Ruth Bader Ginsburg there, they had a case like this a year ago, similar. They banned these large gatherings, you know, after the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And for people to act as if there's no danger and that everybody is healthy as long as you go to the gym and you eat well in a restaurant, you know, that kind of thing, that you're going to be safe, you're not safe. And people every day are dying, and it's such large numbers, like 9/11 every day.
Well, we had like 400 people come to my wife's and my wedding, and the only person that really has suffered since then is me. So.
Oh my God! Well, first of all, that was
she's not listening.
Ago, right?
What?
But 10,000 people come to a wedding.
That's nuts.
It's insane.
Yeah, can you imagine how much money the couple got? Wow.
Because, yes, and also, to me, it makes religion too much oriented around money.
Yeah, and unfortunately...
Whether it's Christian, Jewish, or Muslim, it doesn't matter, you know?
Unfortunately, America is all revolving around money anymore. And that's one of the things I was kind of trying to fight when I ran for office, but people just thought I was ignorant, and I guess maybe I was. I was naive.
Yeah, unfortunately, our president is totally focused on money.
Absolutely.
No matter how much he has, although we don't know really how much he has, he's never happy. And I know people who have wealth and they're never happy. They're always worried about their tax returns. Yeah. Like the only thing that matters is damn money. And it's not.
Yeah.
That's the way they are. Yeah. I'm not well-to-do, but I'm happy, and that's more important.
That's the way I am.
Yeah.
Now, this was one of the questions my doggie asked me. She said to me, Trump is threatening not to sign the budget
military
thing.
Because, I believe it is, yeah.
Because of the national... He doesn't want to sign the National Defense Authorization Act because they're restricting things that can be done on social media. Now, what the heck does that have to do with the money to defend the country?
Aware of that. I was aware of the thing. He didn't want bases renamed that had been named after Confederate people.
I
think they should be renamed, but he doesn't want that. But apparently they're going to get an override, 2/3 of each House.
Yeah, that's what
Republican
I said.
The Republican Party may not be willing to speak up and say Joe Biden's president, but when it comes to bills that make sense, they go along with the Democrats on overriding vetoes, and Trump's had a number of vetoes overridden because he's crazy.
Now, do you think that after
the college?
The college meets, 17th, 16th, something 14th. Like that? 14th. Do you think after that that the Republican senators will come out of their closet?
Well, the thing is, they do it on that day, but it's not official what went on, and there could be faithless electors, as happened in 2016, where 7 people voted for people other than Hillary or Donald.
Yeah.
So they might wait to January 6th, when in a joint session, Vice President Pence has to announce the results. And so they might wait to January 6th.
Now, Safe Harbor Day was Tuesday, and yes. Doesn't that kind of lock them in that they have to vote? If they've agreed that their votes were certified, doesn't it lock them in to having to vote the way their state
votes? In the sense of who's going to win, but again, there can be individuals that will vote differently, as happened in 2016. I mean, it's... You know, 7 people did not vote the way they were supposed to vote. It didn't matter in the end result, but it did change the actual total. So it wouldn't be enough to change the result, but it could be enough to cause a little slight difference from the 306 to 232 numbers.
Now, don't you think that right now, with all the things that the Trump organization are trying to do to get the election overturned, don't you suppose that they're in the back rooms right now negotiating with individual voters?
I don't know. I don't think enough to change the result. Maybe lower the numbers, but I don't think enough. I don't think you could do it. You'd have to get, 306. They'd have to have 36 electors to switch their votes.
Well, if there
that
was
has never happened.
Well, there were 7, you said, at the last one. So
yes.
Nobody expected that to happen. Now I'm kind of expecting that at least twice that many will do it, but I don't know. What do I know?
14, it's not going to be enough to change the result.
Yeah, okay. I will keep my fingers crossed. Now,
yeah.
is there any recourse that the Democratic Party might have if people don't vote the way they're supposed to?
I'm not aware they could, but I just looked up who got votes who were not running. Bernie Sanders got one. Not that he asked for it. John Kasich got one. Ron Paul got one. Colin Powell got 3. And Faith Spotted Eagle, who is a Native American leader, got 1. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well...
I'm not saying Colin Powell's a bad person, or John Kasich, or even Bernie Sanders. Ron Paul, not a fan of. And Faith Spadarico, I don't know anything about.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. It won't be official then, apparently, until the 20th of January. Is that correct?
The 6th is when he announces the results. That's the day that we found out that these 7 votes went to other people.
Okay.
So I suppose on January 6th. And, of course, that's the day we may know the result of the Georgia runoff, but it might be so close it may not be known.
Yeah.
Today is January 5th, and already the Republican Party is cutting down the number of voting locations.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, of course, they're trying to make sure that the Republicans win. So they're cutting down the number of locations in African-American neighborhoods, and that should be not allowed, but the Supreme Court did back off on the Voting Rights Act in 2013, and they've allowed states to start playing games with how people can vote and where they can vote, and it's disgraceful.
Well, now, I'm guessing that not very many Republicans are listening to this show right now, but just because of the nature of the show. But
yeah.
I would like to talk to someday.
Have an open mind.
I would like to talk to some Republicans, and I know there are good people that are Republicans.
Well, of course.
And I'd like to talk to some to find out why they are being so obstinate about, especially the senators, about not admitting the truth. I mean, it's not like there's any question. Even the Republican secretaries of state have said the count is good, and they're still trying to change it. I don't know.
Right now, only 12 U.S. senators and 15 House members have publicly accepted the election's over. And I give credit to the ones who originally came out, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, mm-hmm. Susan Collins of Maine, Mitt Romney of Utah, and Ben Sasse of Nebraska.
Right.
The other 8 were slower to move in that direction, but they have.
Well, those 4 seem to jump out at the beginning of anything that's
And they're the ones that could decide the Biden cabinet picks. If there's a close vote, they could decide that they will approve approve of those. Otherwise,
yeah.
There may be a number of defeats that will complicate things for President Biden. So hopefully, if it's even Senate, it could be useful to have a few Republicans say, "Come on, he has a right to his cabinet appointments."
Now the cabinet appointment that he made, the defense guy, the four-star general. Now that's
Boston, yes.
That's kind of being questioned even by some Democrats because he hasn't been out of the service long enough. He hasn't been a civilian long enough. Now
that's true.
How long do you have to be a civilian before it's legal?
Supposedly 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of those generals would be dead in 10 years.
That's true.
I mean, most of them are in their 60s, 70s. And boy, that...
I thought he was going to pick a woman for that.
Yeah.
Michelle Flournoy, and was surprised he did not pick her.
And she came out and said that she thought the general was a great pick.
Pick, but the thing about not being separated from the military only since 2016 is an issue.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's enough to negate it. I don't think so. But there is, of course, a problem with some of the appointments, particularly Neera Tanden for the Office of Management and Budget, because she has made negative comments on Twitter about Republicans, even though Republicans constantly make negative comments about Democrats.
Well, yeah, but the president doesn't.
It doesn't matter. They can say what they want.
Yeah.
He cannot.
Well,
now, of course, if she hadn't said some of the things she said, she'd probably be better off. But the president would be a lot better off if he had never used Twitter.
Yeah. Well, and this thing about the allowing the general, a lot of the Republicans are coming out and saying, well, you can only give one dispensation in a lifetime. Well, I don't think that's written anywhere, and had it been Mr. Trump that was the president, he'd do whatever he wanted to anyway, so I think it's kind of moot to say, well, he can't do that because it's
hypocrisy,
done.
But what's new about
it
that?
It is. And we have a lot of hypocrisy right now.
Yes.
I kind of blame it on
the direction of our religion in the United States right now.
Yeah, we've allowed religion to overrule science.
Yes.
We have people who know nothing about science who claim that they believe science the way they want to believe it, and they don't understand that a lot of science changes every year, and after decades it certainly has, and disbelieving in God and praying is not enough.
My father used to say that science enlightens religion, not religion enlightening science.
That's right.
And he was a minister, and that's what.
Wow, that's right.
He truly believed that you could a Bible that was written 2,000 years ago can't possibly have the answers, but science that keeps changing day in and day out may have the answer and can make the religion more useful.
It's the same issue with you know, as far as the Constitution. They're the originalists that say, go by the Constitution in 1787, no update. And they're the conservatives. They love this, and they don't want to change anything, although things have changed dramatically. And then there's the progressive view that things change, and you got to adapt the Constitution to modern times.
Yeah.
And this battle has been going on for a long time between, you know, as far as presidents and Supreme Court and other appointments, and the battle goes on. And, you know, those who are originalists, you know, they're living in the past because you use the Constitution, but you have to realize things have changed in 1787.
I would venture...
Updated, just like religion.
I would venture to say that a lot of the originalists will change their interpretation of what went on 250 years ago, whatever it was, depending on what their opinion is.
Yes.
Originalists can be original only if it suits their will. In my opinion. And progressives
often,
can do the same
religion,
thing.
Like Amy Coney Barrett, where the religion dictates a lot of how she sees things. And her husband, you know, they were involved in a particular group that the husband is the leader of the household, and I think that's a little strange.
Yeah, I do too.
Is she going to be the court justice? I guess she is, or is her husband going to influence her?
I see
a lot, but people have no trouble with it, some people, but I do.
If I had been voting, that would have disallowed her, because I don't think anybody should be told what to do by their spouse, whether it's their wife or their husband. Now, my wife tells me what to do, and I do what she says, but I'm not going to make a legal decision based on it. Hey, I've got another question that my puppy dog asked me. She saw that a very brilliant...
She! I didn't know she's a she.
Yeah, she
and a woman influencing you.
Yeah. Well, she
not your wife, but your dog.
She told me there's this very brilliant attorney general, Ken Paxton, down in Texas, has decided to sue Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania to overturn their elections. He's from Texas. What right does he have to do that?
He's going nowhere with that, and he's already under questioning. He's going to be indicted. I think he's been indicted, or he's under corruption charges.
Yes, he is.
He's trying to get a pardon from Trump.
Yeah, I think he is, too.
But the man, Texas, it's unbelievable. Their governor is a nightmare. I used to think George W. Bush was bad, and then we had Rick Perry, who was worse, and now this guy. And the lieutenant governor, who was in his 70s, said, you know, that we all have to die someday, so he wasn't worrying about COVID-19, because he's old. Well, I'm getting older than you are, but I still want to live.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of a lieutenant governor says things like that? And then the attorney general, they have monstrous people running their government, and it should change, and when the Democrats get more support and Hispanic votes grow, it will change to a reasonable kind of an attitude, because the Texas government is wacko.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Okay. What did you think of the new cabinet members? They're not all cabinet members, but the new rollout of the people.
I think they're really quite good. I have no. Some of them I don't know much about. I have to learn about them. But I want to point out the special presidential envoy for climate, John Kerry, of course, who ran in 2004. This is going to be path-breaking because he's very good on that issue. And he's in my article that I wrote on History News Network. He already has 34 years of government service. Not talking about the military, talking about just politics.
Yeah.
And then he was out for the last 4 years. Now he's going to be the climate czar. I'm assuming if he stays in good health, he'll be there for 4 years. And if he does, he will have had 38 years, and he will surpass two people who had run for president like he did and lost and served a lot. The all-time record is John McCain, who had 35 2/3 years when he died in government service. Right behind him was Bob Dole, who's still around at 97.
Yeah.
Who was 35 1/2 years, just a couple months less, when he resigned to run for president. And but in this case, he'll have 38 years, or even if he lasts 2 years, he'll have longer than either McCain or indeed, you know, McCain or Dole. And they're the three presidential candidates who've had the most government service who lost the presidency. So he's already third, but he'll pass them both now because he's going to be serving President Biden.
Well, all right. Now, what do you think? The Supreme Court denied even listening to an argument by Republicans to throw out the Pennsylvania election.
Because they are Supreme Court justices and they know there's no case there.
There you go.
Even Amy Coney Barrett realized, I'm sure she shook her head privately, she's not going to do it in public, and I'm sure Kavanaugh and you know, Kavanaugh already has gone against him on a couple cases on the court. Surprisingly, he surprised us with his vote, and Gorsuch also. They're independent people. They can be thankful for their appointment, but they do not owe any president, you know, to be so-called obedient. And I remind you, in 1997, a unanimous court, but there they signed the opinion. Here they just said one sentence. They told Bill Clinton he had to go to civil trial against Paula Jones when he was claiming, oh, you know, I'm president, I can't do this. They said, yes, you can, and he did. And that's where he ended up lying and causing grief for himself.
Yeah.
But they did tell him that. And in 74, the unanimous court told Nixon, you have to hand over the Watergate tapes, and it led to his resignation. So the court backs what's right. They don't go by the fact that some of their members are appointed by that president.
Well, we keep fighting about, speaking of presidents who need a pardon, we keep fighting about whether this president can offer himself a pardon. And I listened to a gentleman, and I wish I could remember his name, who is a constitutional expert, basically say to pardon yourself would mean that you can do anything you like, period, and that can't possibly pass muster with the Supreme Court. You know, if you can give yourself a pardon for shooting somebody on Fifth Avenue,
what he said, yes,
go ahead and shoot you can shoot anybody you want to. He could actually go in and kill President-elect Biden if he wanted to.
Well, he saw, like, already has in theory threatened him, but saying he didn't think Joe Biden will last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I saw that.
That
he did that a while back.
Called Harris a monster and a communist.
Yeah.
No president should ever act like that. Again, if you said it privately, nobody knew it, you know, or even on the Watergate tapes, where he didn't know that was going to, that's one thing, it's bad, but he said it out in the open.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing. So that's uncalled for, and I do not think he can pardon himself, and I think it will be a case in the courts after he leaves, and I think it is possible they will negate that pardon. However, he can pardon his own children.
Yes, he can.
After having attacked Joe Biden's son Hunter is being crooked. By doing this, he's saying his kids are crooked.
Well, now there's some going back and forth on if you accept a pardon, aren't you agreeing that you're guilty of something?
Yes. It means that if his children accept a pardon, they're admitting guilt even before they've been charged with anything. They've been doing illegal things, but ironically, he attacks Hunter Biden, and there's no case, but his children, the three, you know, the two sons and the daughter and the son-in-law, definitely, especially the son, the son-in-law and the daughter and the older son, you know, meaning Donald, not as much Eric. Eric is just dumb, that's all. The others, I mean, it's going to be interesting because, you know, of course they could maybe get away with it legally, but honestly, in New York, they cannot, and there's charges against them on taxes and business dealings in New York State, and the state attorney general and the New York City DA are going after them, and they will still face, including Donald Trump, charges, even if it's not the U.S. government.
The state attorney general in New York makes no bones about it that she doesn't like the guy.
Teacher James.
Yeah.
And, of course, he'll probably, knowing him, he will attack her because she's African-American.
And a woman.
He probably will. And, of course, a woman.
And not the most beautiful woman in the world. She's not an ugly woman, but, you know, he'll call her an ugly, and he'll use the N-word privately.
And all the voters of him have no trouble with that. not saying all of them. I don't understand the mentality of how so many people voted for him. Understandably, it's not going to be 5 million. You expect maybe 60 million, but to have such a growth in the numbers. But then we've had the most voting since 1900. We had, after all, 66.6% of the people voted, all-time high since 1900. And we went up about 24 million altogether, the total number of people voting.
That may be the only good thing that happened around this election.
Yes. But it's now 7-plus million for Joe Biden. And yet people are claiming it's a stolen election. Well, he won the election because of 78,000 votes, Donald Trump, in 2016 in three states. And it was certainly questionable, and we know it was questionable, Russian collusion. But Hillary, you know, indeed conceded the next day. So, I mean, why couldn't he do that?
Okay, I got a Florida question, and you're right down there in Florida.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
The young lady that was arrested, she...
I don't think she was arrested. She was broken into by the police. She wasn't arrested that I'm aware of.
She was detained temporarily, at least.
Maybe I missed that. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, they actually grabbed her and dragged her out of her house. So that's being arrested to some. Even if they let her go right away, that's still she was detained.
Well, the governor is out of control, and I think he should be pushed out of office. He's not doing things to protect the people of his state. And there's so many elderly people, and just generally third largest population. He's such a Trumpite. He is not doing his job. And, of course, the only problem is if he left, the lieutenant governor is the same party. It wouldn't be any different. The governorship in Florida, the state government, is no better than Texas right now. Yeah. At least Ohio, they have a good governor, a Republican, yes, but a really good governor, Mike DeWine, who cares about his citizenry. And, yes, he inconveniences people, but so what? Life is more important than pleasure.
Yeah. No.
But I think Governor DeSantis is a disgrace, and I think there should be charges brought against him. He should be forced out of office, but it's probably not going to happen. But I think he's directly involved in this behind the. You know, he's acting like he doesn't know anything, but he's not keeping his state ahead of. He's thinking of politics, not health, and that's a very bad thing because she had evidence that showed the problem, and so they seized the evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm going to back you up just a second and tell you that I campaigned with Richard Cordray, who was running against this particular governor, and I would have much preferred him.
I want you to know, if Cordray had won, he would have been doing the same thing DeWine did probably before. And there's someone you and I know who said that he liked Cordray. Well, Cordray would have done the same thing as Mike DeWine. Think of the future health of people, not pleasure.
Well, I hope that's... I know that's true with Richard, but I really think what he did with the Consumer Protection Agency was way beyond what a lot of Republicans are helping us do right now.
Because Republicans don't care about consumers. They voted against the Consumer Protection Bureau that Elizabeth Warren helped to set up.
Yeah.
They've voted against the environmental regulation and all that. You know, everything is money, 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 no regulation of corporations. That's the problem.
Now, do you think, I've been listening lately to Bernie and also Elizabeth, and both of them are kind of casting dispersions upon some of the selections. I think those of us who are Democrats, whether we like it or don't like it, we should stand united for the right thing, and the right thing is to help the president-elect move forward.
Now, Bernie's all right, but again, I remind you, Bernie would never have been elected president in 16 or 20.
So.
No way. And he is, he's got a right to his views, but thank goodness he's not the president-elect. And the same with Warren. And neither's going to be in the cabinet because they can't really leave because state governors can pick a Republican. Yeah. But frankly, it's better that way to have very few people in office be there. So, I mean, there's a couple of exceptions, and one that may be happening, I hope it does, is Attorney General, the senator from Alabama, who was so good but lost his seat, which was predictable in Alabama, and that is Doug Jones being Attorney General. I think that'd be great, and he's right now the front runner.
And he's a white man in a southern state who really supported civil rights.
Involved in that case about the Birmingham bombing in 1963. He got a conviction in 2001 for two KKK guys who were still alive, who were involved in killing those four black girls, unbelievable, in a church of all places.
And
he got elected to the Senate in a special election, but he lost to a football coach, Tommy Tuberville, who's a moron. He may be a great football coach, and Alabama loves football. Meanwhile, the guy doesn't know anything about World War II. He was saying, World War II, we went in to fight the communists. The Nazis. Isn't what he's talking about. He shouldn't be in the Senate. Jones should have been, but since he lost, he should be the Attorney General. The other possibility is Merrick Garland, the Supreme Court
nominee
that the Republicans wouldn't consider in 2016. He's the backup. Either one would be great.
Yeah, now, there was a female that they were touting as well, and I can't remember who that was.
Let's see.
For Attorney General.
Sally Yates.
Yes, Sally Yates.
She was already involved in the controversy over the 16 election with the Russian thing connection, so that would be more problematic.
Yeah.
Confirmed. She's good, but I think all I do is not to create more problems, you know.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Well, one of the people in Ohio, Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, who's African American, has been nominated to be HUD Secretary, Housing and Urban Development, and that's good. And Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, who's white, who was Agriculture Secretary under Obama, is coming back again.
Yes.
And that's good, too.
Now, isn't Fudge a congresswoman?
Yes.
Now, that and the district she's from is Republican, and I'm afraid we'd lose a congressperson.
Is it really?
I believe it is, but I'll have to look back at that.
I'll look it up while we're talking.
Okay. Well, I
thought it was a district in a city where we're probably heavily African-American.
It is... That area is heavily Democratic, but anyway, I was afraid that maybe the person that would appoint it would be like the governor or maybe this. Well, I don't know. Anyway, I got one.
I want to tell you, in 2018, she won 81% of the vote against the Republican. And 80%, she's always got like 80%. So I would think it's very likely it'll stay, probably African-American a person, but I think it's very likely it will stay Democratic, yes.
Now, this is the last question that my dog was angry with me for. She said, you got to ask this question.
She's from Cleveland, by the way. Cleveland.
Yes,
pretty sure
she
that he will stay Democratic. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, she is. How is the Trump transition team being allowed? They've already said that the Biden team, they've allowed the transition, but they're not allowing the transition. There are certain things they're not allowing them to do.
Well, there's got to be some intervention by the courts. I don't know what could be done. But at some point, it's still time. It's 42 days, 6 weeks. I'd say by after next week, when the Electoral College has met, it's time to say enough. They have to be allowed. I don't know how that can be done, but this one person now is in charge. That these temporary appointments, and they're standing in the way, and they should not be allowed to. I don't know how that can be done legally, though.
Yeah.
It could put us in a dangerous situation. In theory, we could have some kind of a national security threat early in the term, and we could look back and say, if Joe Biden had known about this earlier, that it might have prevented it. It's just like even with the fact that George W. Bush didn't know he had won for 36 days because of the dispute in 2000, that maybe they didn't have the updated information soon enough to be prepared for what happened on 9/11. That's what's said now when we look back. So any delay is not good for the national security.
Right. But the good thing is he's been there, and he's done that before. So Biden...
true. He knows a lot of people.
Yes.
George W. Bush, his father did, but he had no real background. But this man has the most background of any president ever to come in, except John Quincy Adams in another article, who had more years in government. But other than John Quincy Adams a long time ago, Joe Biden has more background, experience, and years than anybody.
Well, we're down to about 3.5 minutes, but I had one comment that I saw. A Republican congressman of 65 years old, and I lost his name, he died of COVID, and his last words were, "We messed up."
Was it a state legislator? I don't know.
No, it was a Republican congressman, and I can't remember who it was.
Out of all, maybe he retired?
Yeah, I think it was retired. But
okay, I don't remember. I saw that, but I don't remember the name, but yeah. Well, he's right. Anybody
listening,
don't think that you can't get it. You know, that you just have to think of your pleasure going to the bars and going to the gym and going to the restaurants, and that you know your body better, as some people I know say, and that you know science from 1985. That doesn't make you an expert in 2020.
Now, Dr. Feynman.
I didn't say his name.
No in-house stuff.
I'm just saying, we could all be cocky and so sure of ourselves until suddenly microscopic things kill us. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't see it, is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and it's kind of scary that he
would
admit that.
Also being respectful of other people's health, but you're not being careful. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like I've heard people talk about committing suicide. The one that I can remember, he tried to commit suicide off the Golden State, or Golden Gate Bridge. And he said on the way down, he realized he really didn't want to do it.
And what happened? He survived, huh?
Then he survived, and he was happy he survived. That's kind of what this congressman was doing. He was, you know, running against the grain and saying there is no such thing as COVID, and, you know.
People said there's no such thing as COVID, that it's the flu.
They're nuts, yeah.
You don't have 285,000 people dying from the flu in 9 months. It doesn't happen.
I hope none of our congressmen and senators ever have to say again on their dying bed, "We messed up."
And I hope nobody I've ever known or know is lacking in knowledge enough to continue to be stubborn on an issue like about sacrifice and patriotism, which is what really should come first, not your personal pleasure. You sacrifice for a period of time till the vaccines come in, and definitely take the vaccine. If you don't, you're suicidal.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense that you have to think of beyond yourself and others and just sacrifice for a while like people did in World War II.
Right. Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It went quiet for a second there. All right. Well, we've only got about 30 seconds left to go, so I hope we will talk to you next week, I assume?
Well, of course. Absolutely. The only week we couldn't do it on live is the 20th, when we have the inauguration.
Right. Okay. And we'll try and figure out what we're going to do on that, and I haven't talked to Scott yet, but hopefully we'll have something that we can do.
The day
that.
Before we can tape it, you know,
okay.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you so much, and stay safe and healthy.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Ronald Feynman, and you're listening to A Progressive Life, and thanks for
this
tuning in.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, your place for...